And now, WCHL presents The Commentators.
This is Walt Mack. No one doubts that the Chapel Hill Carbondale City Schools have made gains in its effort to close the achievement gap, but it has a long way to go, and the year 2014 poses a major challenge for the school system. Results of the newly implemented Common Core State Standards testing show the schools fell short of 27 achievement goals, more importantly, 20 for low-income students. The overall proficiency rate was 68.5%. Estes Hills Elementary and Culbreth Middle Schools failed to meet three goals. The challenge lies in the fact that the new test scores establish a baseline for measuring future gains. It will be an uphill battle to reduce the number of non-proficient students who are economically disadvantaged. In order to speed up the closing of the achievement gap, an organization that calls itself the Community Action Committee for the Success of All Students has been created. Its purpose is to engage community members in a dialogue and work to close the district's achievement gap. Its success is problematic, and more needs to be done. The hurdle facing the district is to reach the bulk of students who, either because of academic discouragement, lack of parent involvement, and chaotic personal lives, are being left behind. This is Walt Mack.
Is there a local issue you care about? You're invited and encouraged to contribute your own views on this or any other issue. The Commentators, local people, local issues, on 97.9 FM, WCHL.